Say hello to Liz Adams. She is the acting director for emergency management for Racine County. She's part of our Staying Safe program from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Today, we're going to talk about emergency. Everybody run from street. You know, you're too young to remember the movie, The Russians Are Coming. Anyway, so good morning, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I like waking up this time coming in here.
You know, it's great. I got to see the sunrise and all of that.
Come here in 2 months, you won't see the sunrise.
That's true. Yeah.
It's pitch dark outside at this hour. So how'd you get the job as acting director for emergency management?
Well, for acting director, I just got it because our previous director left the position. And so for the meantime, I've been filling in as acting because there needs to be someone manning the ship.
You want to be permanent?
Permanent? Probably not. No.
Really?
Yeah. I like to be a little bit more behind the scenes. And when you're the director, you tend to have more people who focus on you. And
like this?
Yes.
This is what you don't like.
I mean, I don't mind talking to people, but most of the time when people need something, I'm like, I'll be one step behind.
So how did you get to this point?
In emergency management?
Yeah. How'd you get here? Yeah. Okay. We're not going to start from grammar school, but somewhere after that.
Sure. Real brief background, I guess. I studied political science in school, and then I decided to do a graduate program that did homeland security and emergency management. And I decided I really liked it and went into it after school. I started over in Virginia. Worked there for a while. I worked in Nevada for a bit, and now I'm here.
Really? So you've been all over?
I've been all over.
That's right. Young lady all over the place already. Good. Good for you. Okay, September is National Preparedness Month, so we have to get ourselves prepared for what?
That's right. Prepared for pretty much anything. One of the key tenets of emergency management is that all emergencies start and end locally. And so for the individual, that means that all emergencies will start and end with you yourself. So although there will always be people along to help you, first responders, community organizations, that kind of thing, the beginning and end will always be with you, your household, your family. So if you can prepare those things by having an emergency kit, making a plan, you'll be much better, prepared for whatever comes your way.
Now, we have somewhat a bit of preparedness in our house. We have smoke detectors everywhere. And the smoke detector we have, it's very sensitive. So when you're cooking in the kitchen, it goes off. And it doesn't just make a sound. There's a voice, like, run for your lives. The house is on fire. Run now. Everybody. And you try to fan it with the towel to shut it off because, it's just smoke from the kitchen. But it's very sensitive, which is good. And you can hear it everywhere in the house. I mean, it's very loud. We've got them everywhere, but that's the only one that seems to go off at the slightest, bit of little cooking smoke. You're cooking some bacon or something. Run for your lives, everybody. Run now. So everybody should have a smoke detector.
Yes, absolutely. And September is a great time to test them, make sure they're working, their batteries are up to date. Smoke detectors also can expire. A lot of people may not know that. So check the expiration date on your smoke detector, and if it's out or if the batteries are out, your local fire department is always happy to help you troubleshoot whatever problems you might have with your detector.
Now, I was talking to somebody the other day. There's no good place to live in this country where it's emergency free. If you live on the West Coast, you got fires all the time. The whole state of California is always on fire. If you live in Arizona in the Southwest, you've got droughts. It's always dry out there. If you live in the upper part of the country, you got tornadoes. It's always tornadoes and severe storms. If you live down south in the southeast, then you've got tornadoes and hurricanes. You got those. If you live out in Hawaii, you got molten lava flows coming after you. And I was talking to somebody, which is the worst to have? I think it's Hawaii, because when you get liquid rock chasing you through the streets, there's no way to get out. If it touches you, you're all done. I mean, it's that bad. I don't know how they prepare for volcanoes out there. I mean, it's just volcanoes go off, liquid rock coming after you. There's nothing you can do except run for your life at that point. You can't prepare your house, or it just eats everything. But there's nowhere in America to go to get away from some kind of tragedy.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Thankfully, no molten lava risk here in Wisconsin.
Yet.
yeah, at least. Who knows? There could always be a new supervolcano that opens up. I'm not a geologist, so I don't have any expertise on that.
You used the term supervolcano. What do you know that we don't know? I never heard the term supervolcano.
Oh, goodness. I don't know anything. Like I said, I'm not a geologist. But yes, thankfully, no molten lava risk here in Wisconsin. But pretty much everywhere in the country, you have your hazards, your risks. And it's really just a question of learning about what is dangerous where you live and then learning how to prepare for that. So in Wisconsin, most of the time we see a lot of flooding. We see tornadoes, especially in recent years. They've been increasing in number and severity. And then winter weather is also a hazard as well.
Of course, I forgot to mention the Northeast. So one of the big natural tragedies there is just living on the streets of New York City and just surviving. So that's their national their tragedy. So when you're in Virginia, you had hurricanes there, right?
There were some hurricanes, not super strong ones like you'd see in Florida. Most of the time, by the time they come up the East Coast to Virginia, they've weakened quite a bit. But we did have some hurricanes here and there.
My daughter lives in Florida. She lives on the Gulf side. And when we had a big snowstorm here, and it was like 80 degrees down in Florida, she calls me up on the phone and goes, "Ha ha, you've got a big blizzard coming your way." I said, "You know what? We're going to dig out of that blizzard by the afternoon. It will stop, and the sun will come out, and we'll dig out, and it'll be done in the day. When the hurricane comes through and blows the roof off your house, you'll be set for months." Ha ha. So there's always something.
There's always something.
Yeah. Okay. So what are we? So we're preparing for what here in Wisconsin? Now we should have a plan in case there is a tornado. Mm-hmm. You know, run to your basement. What if you don't have a basement?
That's a great question. If you don't have a basement, the most inside part of your house, where there's hopefully no windows, so a hallway, an interior bathroom, something like that, you could get inside the tub. That will be the safest point for a tornado. If you live somewhere that is maybe a little bit more flexible, like I'm thinking like a mobile home or something like that, you probably will want to find an alternate shelter, because those are not very safe in a tornado.
You're too young to remember the TV show WKRP in Cincinnati with Dr. Johnny Fever. There was a tornado coming through Cincinnati, and he said, "Why does God hate mobile home parks? He's always sicking tornadoes on them."
Does seem that way, yes.
Yeah, and it's not like they get tossed around in a tornado. With that tornado they had in Neenah recently, in the Neenah-Menasha area, mm-hmm. Whoa!
Yeah, that one unfortunately did cause a lot of damage, and that absolutely could happen here in Racine as well.
When I first moved to Wisconsin in 1980, there was a tornado in Barneveld. You know where Barneveld is?
I do not.
It's on Highway 16. It wiped out everything in the town. I remember the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather that night just showed, and I didn't know what Barneveld was, I just moved here. They showed a water tower. That's all that was left in Barneveld, just the water tower and three homes. So we went to Barneveld years later, and all the homes are brand new except for three. And you could see where the bank was cut in half because they just rebuilt half the bank. They got a whole diorama in the middle of the town showing you everything. They're kind of proud of it. Went to the diner there, and the guy said, "Oh, yeah, I was a volunteer fireman that night. It was great." The whole town wiped out. And I don't think anybody lost their lives. But nothing was left. Just the water tower and those three homes and half a bank. I mean, it's devastating. And it was in the middle of the night where everybody was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, the first Saturday of every month, we have that 4 o'clock tornado sound that comes off the test, and get used to it, because if it's not a Saturday and it's not 4 o'clock in the afternoon, pay attention to it and have a plan, because you never know. And you can't look outside and say, "Oh, look at the pretty funnel coming this way. It's getting closer. Hey, wait a second. Is that one house away?" It's too late to do that. We're chatting with Liz Adams. Liz is Acting Director for Emergency Management for Racine County. It's part of our Staying Safe program with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about all types of emergencies. And we were talking a moment ago about the sirens that go off the first Saturday as a test at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But if you hear the sirens go off and it's not Saturday and the skies are looking kind of darkish, you know, we have a problem here. But you said a lot of people can't hear the sirens, they say, right?
That's right. A lot of people think that the sirens are sort of the first defense when it comes to tornado. They're sleeping, but then they don't get woken up. And then they're like, well, what happened? I didn't hear the siren go off. And a fun fact about the sirens is they're not meant to be heard in your home. They're meant to be heard outside. So if you want something that's more reliable, make sure you have a weather radio or you have your weather alerts turned on your phone.
Yeah. That phone one's loud.
Sure is.
I mean, I'll be sleeping and all of a sudden, what's that?
You know, yep. You think the world's ending.
And you can't shut it off. It just keeps going, which is good. That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to keep going and bring you an alert. Emergency management is not just for weather, because I remember there was a spill once on a farm not far from here, and the guys had this big tankard of chemicals, and it all spilled out, and emergency management was brought in. Mm-hmm. So it's not just for weather.
No, a lot of it is weather, but we also are involved with hazardous materials releases. We can be involved with planning for large events, for instance. Back when I lived in Virginia and worked there, that was a lot of what we did was large events. Since this was the DC area, there's always something big happening. It can also be things such as food scarcity, sicknesses, diseases, COVID. We were heavily involved with COVID.
That's like, you think back now, people, I can't believe people are thinking, oh, that was so, remember that? That was, the thing is so nostalgic. Oh, remember those days when we had to stay in, we couldn't travel, everybody was talking on Zoom. Remember those good old days? They weren't good old days. People were dying and getting sick. It weren't good old days. But I think back now, because it's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And now COVID is just like getting a cold. But they're talking nostalgic about it. Oh, yeah, those were fun times. No, they weren't fun times. Not at all. And you were probably busy because...
Oh, yes. Very busy. We're trying to help people not die.
Now, how do you? Thank you. How do you get ready when there's bad weather? Do you see dark clouds and say, uh-oh, going to work?
So when it comes to weather, we interact a lot very closely with our National Weather Service partners. They are tremendous professionals. They send us updates and forecasts, you know, daily and multiple times a day if there's something nasty expected. As it gets closer and closer, for me at least, I will be actively monitoring the weather. We have a group chat basically with various other EMs across the region, our weather service people, and they'll be giving us updates and posting pictures from the radar so we can kind of see what's happening as we speak.
Let's take a closer look now at that little chat room they get on when there was an emergency. I can see stuff right now. Oh, yeah, there it is right there. I'm taking a look at it. Yeah, I went to the casino the other day. We did real well. We played poker. Yeah, I came back with a lot of money. Oh, you did well at the casino? We saw a band play the other night. Is that what's going on in these chat rooms?
Maybe when there's not a tornado warning, but if there's a tornado expected, we're pretty focused.
Okay, there's a theme, Americans Stand Ready. What's that about?
That is this year's theme for National Preparedness Month, is set by FEMA. They come up with a theme every year. They put out press releases and social media things, other materials to publish for the theme. So that's this year's. This year, it really has a few key focus areas along with that theme. It helps to highlight self-reliance, personal responsibility, being a resourceful individual. This will help support first responders during critical situations so that they're less overwhelmed by what's happening. If people are a little bit more prepared and they can kind of fend for themselves for a little bit. It also helps to protect your family and your friends if you can take proactive actions to keep your loved ones safe. And then finally, it will just help your community. It will foster local resilience and mutual aid, which basically just means people helping each other.
Our son got us, he's ready for any type of emergency. A couple of years ago, he got us this backpack with all this freeze-dried food. I mean, bars of freeze-dried food in containers to keep it good. It's been years now, I don't know, but it's supposed to stay for years. And he said, now we're ready. I said, ready for what? What are we ready for? The zombies coming to eat our flesh? Oh, by the way, you guys were in charge of that, too, the zombie apocalypse.
Well, there is actually just a fun fact. You can Google the CDC several years back as a sort of training exercise they developed a zombie apocalypse plan. And you can
Did they really?
Yeah, you can find it on the internet and read it. It's pretty interesting.
Are they serious?
I mean, it's not super
serious. Wait a second here. I think we have breaking news. We're ready for the zombie. I also heard in a nuclear disaster, and this, and I, you got to remember when I grew up, and the Russians were threatening to blow up America, all these things. And they said, you don't have to worry. In a nuclear disaster, the mail will still get through. Oh, that's good. It's good to know I have to pay my water bill when the landscape is radioactive. Do you have something in case there's something like that goes off? I mean, there's got to be something in this country.
Sure. Yeah. Civil defense, nuclear attack preparedness, that actually used to be one of the primary jobs of emergency management. For most disasters, most emergencies, you have what's called an incident commander, and they're the ones who is more or less ultimately in charge. And another fun fact for you, nuclear attack was pretty much the only disaster that emergency management would be the incident commander. For everything else, it's usually fire or police, something like that.
Do you still have a plan for it?
We have... a very old plan.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. Hold on. Let me blow the dust off.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, here it is.
There's one in my office that's from the 80s.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's not something that we typically will update all of the time, since the chances of it are pretty low, hopefully. But one of the other tenets of emergency management is that you plan for all hazards. So you try to not have too specific of plans. You try to make things much more broad, so no matter what happens, you can still have a structure and outline for what to do.
Wow. Because I remember growing up, I hate to keep sounding like I'm 300 years old, my dad's AM radio in his car had the civil defense triangle there. Mm-hmm. And when there was, you had to dial to that frequency right there on the radio. It's not digital, but you know, this little thing going. He put it on the civil defense channel there in case there was a problem. We never had to do it. We had the duck and cover drills in school where they hit the siren and you had to duck. You look up and there's a giant block glass window right above you. That was good. So that goes right down on your head when there's a... I don't know what ducking in the hallway, putting your hand above your head would do in a nuclear attack. I have no idea what that purpose... But that they said, if the Russians ever drop a bomb, we're safe. We're ducking in cover in the hallway. As a kid, you don't think about it. As an adult, you say, what were they talking about? That's not going to solve anything. Okay, just quickly here. It's National Preparedness Month. What should we do as people live in Racine County? I don't care about Kenosha. No, I do care about Kenosha. I do care. Kenosha, I care about you. My brother lives there. Everybody, I love Kenosha and Milwaukee. You can hear us all the way from Green Bay down to Arlington Heights. What should we all do?
Great, great question. So the top things I would suggest for this month, make a plan. It can be fairly simple. You don't have to do anything super complicated. I would suggest start with a fire. That's probably the most likely emergency that you would face. So with your family, figure out how you would exit your house in an emergency. Have a meeting place set up. Have some sort of communication plan so that if you don't have your cell phones, you still know how to get in touch with one another, and then have an emergency kit. Like Dawn was saying, you have your 3 days supply per person of food and water. You want to start with a gallon per person per day for 3 days. Have copies of important documents, extra phone chargers, flashlights, batteries, things like that. Don't forget about your pets as well. Make sure you have supplies for them. And keep it somewhere safe, somewhere where everyone in your household knows where it is, so that if you're stuck in a tornado or you just need to grab and go, you can quickly do that.
Now, does the emergency management have a website?
We do. Yes, okay, we have a page on the county website, so you can head to racinecounty.gov. And then under departments, there's an emergency management page. The website isn't updated super often, but you can also check out our Facebook page, which is Ready Racine County. We post updates on there much more often.
You still have that nuclear stuff from the 80s on there?
I don't think so. Okay. But if you really want to take a look at it, you can come to the office. I'll dig it out of the closet for you.
And Liz is right. Make sure the pets have supplies, because you know that nice little pooch you have? Well, when food supplies get low, that pooch is going to turn on you and go right for the jugular.
Hopefully not, but maybe just have some extra food for them just in case.
Well, we make jokes about this, but it is important. We had a house on fire with us yesterday. It was on the next block. They had fire engines and everything. It wasn't that bad, but still, there was a fire in the house. And for on Main Street, all the electricity went out for several hours. Because there was a fire. So you never know. These things are going to, you know, you'll know when the weather gets tough because you'll see the clouds, you'll hear it on the radio. But fires, they can happen anytime.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Liz Adams. And I want to thank Tom Nitter for putting this together from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, Staying Safe. And Liz is acting director, soon to be permanent, acting director for Racine County Emergency Management. Thanks again, Liz.
Thank you.